As Florida's House members were learning the ramifications of the worst economic environment since the Great Depression, Hillsborough County commissioners were getting a local take on the dire picture. The presentation was called by Commission Chair Ken Hagan.
President-elect stated the other day that things are going to get worse before they get better. I don't know if anyone had the opportunity to watch 60 Minutes on Sunday, but there was a report on some folks who predicted the current subprime mortgage crisis that we're in right now, and their comments were that we're only midway through this crisis. So in spite of that, I thought it'd be good for the public, it would be good for our employees, and frankly, it would be good for all of us to get an update on our current condition, as well as, you know, an update on how the economic downturn has affected our budget planning, our debt management, and investment strategy.
The board did get some relatively good news from Chris Lincamera, the director of finance with the clerk of the board. Lincamera told the board that they don't have to worry about the safety of their portfolio, but she said she wasn't as optimistic about interest earnings there, especially after the Fed cut its target interest rate on Tuesday between 0.25 percentage point.
When I tell you the amount of money that was in the portfolio yesterday, I think that you will be somewhat surprised, but we did have $2,011,000,000 in the portfolio yesterday. At this point now, even the small drops, you go from a yield of 1.5 to a yield of 1, that's 50 basis points, you're going to lose $10 million.
Mike Merrill is Utilities and Commerce Administrator with the county. He told the board that the entire market is seized up with concerns about risk right now, and said that until the issue of transparency is addressed, the fear of risk isn't going away in the market.
There's really the three Fs: fear, flight, and fraud. Fear, I just addressed. Flight is a flight to security, which is why everyone wants treasury securities right now, even if they're paying no interest. And fraud. The best example of that was the recent announcement of the $50 billion alleged fraud that was perpetrated on various charities and other sophisticated investors. It makes for a very treacherous environment for anybody to plan any sort of investment strategy, and the county as well.
County Budget Director Eric Johnson also sounded measured in saying that Hillsborough County should be in decent shape, all things considered, but does expect the county to have less revenues in a year. When asked by Commissioner Kevin Beckner at what point might the county need to dip into its reserve fund as monies from the state dry up, Johnson said his department will be reviewing that possibility on a regular basis.
As I said, at this point, I don't see that we'll tap into reserves this year. I think that we'll have the capacity to absorb that simply because we budget a ceiling for every program, and for a variety of reasons, including slow filling of vacant positions, we force some savings that would allow us to take in less than the budget in terms of the revenue side and absorb that through spending less than the budget ceiling. So if that becomes necessary, obviously we'll bring it to the board immediately and advise you of where we are.
A big federal economic stimulus bill is expected to be passed early next year by Congress. After President-elect Obama met with most of the governors in Philadelphia recently, many of them expressed excitement that they had shovel-ready projects ready to go if they received such funding. But Commissioner Al Higginbotham expressed disappointment that the county itself doesn't have infrastructure projects ready to roll.
What I heard is we're close, and I saw a memo today, I believe it was, that we've got them, and we've got other governmental bodies all over the country who are not close. They've presented them. So, and there's where I have a feeling of urgency. One is that we get ahead of this curve on the shovel-ready projects, and we're almost there.